It's your girl KB and your girl Plan Do. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plan Do, and on tonight's episode, we're going to be discussing men settling. So, men settle for peace and not beauty. Men, yeah, they settle for
So
peace.
that was the post
Yeah,
that you had today.
peace and not beauty. Do you believe that?
I think men settle for a lot of things. I don't even know if it's just peace. I think men would like to. I think at first, men go after beauty. And after a few hard life-learned lessons, then they settle for peace or all the other things that they settle for. And not beauty.
Right. So I guess because peace could mean a lot of things. And let me talk about the positive things first. So yes, if you are a drama queen, I want to know first. I wish a man was here because I want to know, like, do they like drama? Because it's like in my world, it gives me like mixed signals because I feel like men like drama. So
Oh yeah,
how,
they like
so are
drama.
they like set on for peace? But then you said hell yeah, but then I'm sure that there's men. I know men that don't really settle. I mean, not settle, but I know men that don't really like drama. But in my world, there are a few. There's not a lot of men who they say it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to
They
say.
say it, but they really, really, really
Their actions don't show it.
their actions don't show it. So yeah, do they settle for peace? Damn, I lost my train of thought. So no, I didn't lose my train of thought. Here I come back. So yeah, like nobody wants a nag. That will run a, that I think that will run anybody away. Just like nagging all the time, or just anything like going through a phone or whatever you trying to do. I think that would be like, yeah.
So, do you think that equates to the opposite of beauty?
I think if you got a beautiful, whatever your beautiful is, and she's a nag, cause nag can't bring peace. I think he'll leave her ass. It ain't got nothing to do with beauty. And then he will go with the person. Let's say if he was cheating and Cheryl, I said Cheryl. I mean, like, I would just said any name. Cheryl over there is. She's sweet and she's like, she all right, but she just understanding. Like, she, you know what I'm saying? She's, you okay? Let me rub your back. Like, she ain't going through his phone. Like, she's not for all of that drama. I think he would be okay with her versus the pretty girl that's like, who the fuck is that? That you know what I'm saying? Like, all, like, just a draw.
But that so that can't be a girl that's not what society considers as pretty. That can't
Well,
be.
that could be, but because the meme
Cause
says,
it's a lot of girls is not what society considers as pretty. That's crazy too.
right. So I think, and so I guess where I'm at is beauty, right? So, and peace.
In my mind, the way what I see when they say men settle for peace and not beauty is the girl who probably is a gold digger, probably always need something from him, probably tearing up his pockets and stressing him the hell out because she ain't satisfied with nothing that he do because she always need more. Like, not necessarily, yeah, like that gold digger kind of girl. Like,
Oh, okay.
that's
So
what I
when
see.
I seen like peace, I mean like not always like nagging. Like I picture peace, and peace could be, don't, I'm not saying that it doesn't mean, I really honestly, if I'm being honest, I didn't see a gold digger, because I just didn't see a gold digger. When I picture peace, I picture somebody like not in peace, because this person is like, it doesn't matter. When I like I said, is a nagger, but she doesn't bring them peace. You know what I'm saying?
So I was picturing, when I hear that, I picture Why Did I Get Married, the movie. Mm-hmm. And the guy, he's with Jill Scott, mm-hmm. her role. And Jill Scott's a very pretty woman. Mm-hmm. She's just, you know, a little heavier, mm-hmm. or whatever. And then he end up with this really pretty girl. Mm-hmm. But the really pretty girl got, like, she in his pockets, mm-hmm. like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just always, like, you know, she gold digger. And now he, like, can't figure out where his money going. Like, the hell is going on? Like, mm-hmm. then he realized, like, damn, ever since I started messing with this girl, I can't hold on to no money, because all she want to do is spend money. Like, I feel like it's like, you know, this girl over here, whereas in, she's cute, she's okay, you know, she a little heavy, but she's still a pretty girl, mm-hmm. but she's just peace, over here is peace. Mm-hmm. He thought he didn't know that that's what peace was until he got with this girl that was right. driving his ass crazy.
Right.
And so because he had to live a life lesson and he went through some things, now he realized peace is where he need to be.
Right. So, and your example was, yeah, two pretty girls, right? So I guess I thought of, like, taking away, like, forget beauty. Even to forget beauty. If it's peace, it's just peace. If peace comes with beauty, then great. But he really settled for the Jills. Mm-hmm. And our basically the meme is saying he said so he would settle for the Jill Scott. He didn't think about how Jill looked. He just knew, damn, this girl is spending all my money. She got problems with a baby father, and she a nag. She wanna fight my ex wife. She doesn't bring him peace. Mm-hmm. He settles for the Jill, and what the meme is saying. So that's, yeah.
That's so what, is that really settling, or is that growing, like, maturing and growing up?
I guess. No, that's growing up for sure. I think.
I don't know if meme, I want to call it the word. I don't know if yeah, I want to. I think I want to be a. I understand the meme, but I want to say that I think I don't want to look at it as settling. Like, if we really want to talk about the definition and the meaning of settle, like,
yeah,
if Becky over there with the good hair, mm-hmm. is driving you crazy and you want to come settle, mm-hmm. this way, no, you need to go find Becky and be with Becky, because I'm not somebody that you need to settle for,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But if you've gone through some things with the bad bitches or whatever you want to call them, and then you realize, like, man, I don't even want to be with a girl like that. Like, that's because you done been through some things, been through some life, and you realize, like, what society is, these Instagram models or whatever you want to call them, like, they really not where I need to be. Like, so... Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back over here and find me a nice, sweet girl, mm-hmm. and be with her. I don't look at it as settling. I look at it as living experience, learning, and maturing.
Right. So,
also,
how do you,
but then again, I think there's other things than peace that men settle for.
I definitely think there's other things than peace too. So how do you, like, so I wonder how to, so how do you know who's sweet and who's not? Because it's definitely not,
you know. A beauty thing.
It's definitely not like a beauty thing. Right. It's definitely not like, I don't know, like an Instagram model type of thing. Because I'm sure those Instagram models, there's some sweetness. There's some people that's sweet with them too. So I wonder how would they find. Of course, I know how they would find it. They just date around. They just date around. But for sure, I'm sure.
I mean, for the sake of just knowing that, not even just men, but people in general really search for the wrong things.
Yeah.
You know, the men want the bad bitches and the women want the men with money. And then they realize, we don't, this is not what we're looking for.
Right.
You know, and but that comes with life lessons. And chasing the wrong person and being in crazy situations because you're chasing after the wrong thing.
So, you know what? I know this is going to go off of the topic, but it just dawned on me. I think one time your father gave us an example.
Oh, and Lord, I know what you're getting ready to say.
And it just hit me that maybe he was trying to, maybe his message didn't get through to us because he didn't know how to articulate the message correctly. Sure. So what you just said, guys, was I'm just going to stop because it's, you know, like, all my life I wanted to speak for men, but really I can't speak for men. So women, a lot of times we look for men with money, right? I know that's one of the things that if I'm going to pray for, I want him to come with some money. So, you want him to come with money, and the money brings drama. He has a lot of money. Everybody, not for the sake of a conversation.
7 times out of 10.
He had money.
And
everybody,
he got bitches.
Everybody want him because he got bitches. So, he's drama. With this money comes the drama. Maybe a few years ago, guys... Me and KB and I was having a conversation, and her father overheard us, and he was saying something to the nature. I don't want to. Did he? And don't.
This shit is funny. Don't tell him not to laugh. It was funny then. We cracked up at him for 2 years.
Yeah, because he suggested to date
a homeless guy, a bum off the street.
But what was the story behind it? Because he's not.
So basically the message was I think we was having like a conversation kind of like this actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we probably was talking about settling, and you know, women want this or that and third, and they settle for this, whatever. I think that's really literally what we was talking about. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he just jumped in a conversation like, better be careful what you're looking for because you never know who you might meet. Anybody, if you cut yourself off from certain things, then or certain people, you might miss the person that you're supposed to meet.
Okay.
You know, so you could end up with a bum off the street.
Right, but he meant in a good way.
Right, in a good way.
Yeah.
That bum off the street may end up being the person that you're supposed to be with.
Yeah.
So we looking at him like he crazy, like, so you going to tell your daughter to go be with a bum off? Like, yeah. If I really showed up with a bum off the street.
Right.
Smelling like urine.
Yikes.
You going to be like, I think this your future husband?
Yikes.
Like, I think that's why we was mad at him.
Yeah.
So because he didn't take the time to articulate it the way we just, like, how we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And he just jumped in the conversation.
Yeah.
And he just was mad at the things that we were saying. So he was actually really irritated at our conversation. So he just jumped in and he was rude.
Yeah.
To our conversation. So anything that he said, we missed the message because we was mad at him.
Right. I don't remember being mad at him, though. I remember turning our nose up at his.
That's what
idea.
I mean.
Okay, yeah, like
not like irritated,
yeah.
like
what?
Come on,
the worst.
Mind your business. Like, you really wanted to say mind your business, but you know.
So for some reason, I don't know why that just clicked in my brain, and it said, "Oh, maybe that was what he was trying to say."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not really like marry
mm-hmm.
a bum from the street, but
because that don't mean that you're settling though. That don't mean that you're settling. That just means that you realize that there's more to love and there's more to relationship and there's more to being with a person than them either being a bad bitch or him being somebody with six figures.
Denzel Washington.
Right. So.
Well, man, that's deep. Because who would want to marry a bum from the street?
Listen, I get the analogy.
And who wouldn't want somebody to, like a man, when we talking about a man, who wouldn't say, right. I don't want to say six figures. Honestly, I'm trying to make six figures a month. So I ain't putting a number on what my man makes because I believe it's power in numbers. So I just want a man that can meet me where I'm at.
Right.
And then we can build. I don't want, honestly, I mean, I know we're not talking about what I want on this show, and I know it's about, peace. Oh my God, we're talking about peace.
No,
right,
it's
here.
Not. We just talking about men. I see is we talking about settling.
Right. So, okay. So as far as settling, like, I just want a man to meet me where I'm at. I don't want, a man. I don't
want
to.
Wait, don't put that out there. Don't say you don't want a man.
Yeah.
It's okay if you don't. How about that?
Yeah.
Because I don't want God to she don't want... Okay,
no, I want a man with... I
send to anybody.
I want a man with money, child. He know
okay.
that.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Child. God is you. Anywho.
Listen.
You know, peace.
God got a crazy sense of humor. He give you exactly his power in words. He like, you said it once. I took it for what it was.
Ciao. I want peace too. Because So I guess, okay, so let's turn it around for women. Women, do we want peace? Or like, what do women want? Like, do we want peace? Do we want peace and, like, beauty? Like, what do we want? Do we think about peace? Is that something that we even ask for? I don't know if I ever asked for peace.
I talk about it all the time.
I think you talk about as an individual, like a peace of mind.
But in the people that I bring in my space.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know, I think I said I was never going to bring up this individual on our show because I just talk about them way too much, but you know who I'm talking about. I will always talk about how our communication was just like so bomb, like how we always talked and communicated, and anytime, like, we never argued. Anytime we had an issue, we literally, if he had an issue with me or if I had an issue with him, we both knew each other, and mm-hmm. I knew how to approach him
mm-hmm.
In a way where it wouldn't turn into where he wouldn't be offended, and he knew how to approach me,
mm-hmm.
where I wouldn't be offended, so that neither one of us would ever miss the message
mm-hmm.
that we were trying to give. And, like, our friendship, first and foremost, was, like, the type of situation where it was just peaceful,
mm-hmm.
like, the whole entire time. Like, that was one of the things that I absolutely loved about that situation.
All right.
Until he messed up my mental peace, and now I can't go backwards.
Yeah.
Like, even if we decided to be, like, I can't decide to be friends with this guy again because he broke the zen.
Right.
He broke the mental peace that we had as
right.
Whatever the hell it was, but.
Once upon a time when I did think about a man, I think instead of saying peace, I would say, I just hope he don't cheat. But cheating is is disturbing my mental peace mm-hmm. because now I gotta worry about homegirl calling me. I gotta worry about, like, not sleeping peaceful at night thinking that my man was with during the day. Thinking, like, is he actually where he's at? So I guess my new thing is to ask for whoever the man that I'm with to bring me peace. I don't want him to, like, have me insecure. I can't trust him around other women.
you can't trust when he walk out the door. You don't know.
Yeah, if like I work can't trust him.
He going to not Charlie, because that's a girl and a boy name. But you know, if he go to work,
said or any if name.
He going with Charlie. China. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Becky, you know,
yeah.
You don't know, and you in your head wondering. I don't want that kind of.
Yeah, that is like, that. Yeah,
I don't want that.
Yeah, me either.
I don't want.
And
you, that.
One time I was dating a guy, and I don't know. It was like so uncomfortable that I don't know why I never had this experience with any man that I I wasn't dealing with him like that, but we were on a date. And I felt like he, like, passed his number to the waitress or something. I don't never, ever. That is, like, that's when you have somebody, like, especially if you with a man like that and y'all married or something like that. When you can't even trust him and a waitress. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. Because the way my back, did that just, like, I thought, I'm like, am I going crazy or... So, hell to the no. I need, so, yeah. Do men settle for peace or beauty? I don't know. Because you were saying something about you think men settle for a lot.
So, okay. Men settle for other things. And not because they bring them peace, either. Mm-hmm. But because they might not got shit. And they gotta settle for whoever's offering them what they missing.
Yeah.
So, that's why I wanted to make sure that we... recognize the difference between going through experiences, learning and growing and being more mature and knowing that this is the result. Being with somebody that's not necessarily what society say is beauty, you mm-hmm. know, because this person helps you maintain your mental peace, doesn't break your mental peace, and brings peace to your relationship.
Yeah,
there's a difference than like settling. That's not settling.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna be honest. I think men, if they are settling for peace, it is their peace. Honestly, in my world, because I know this ain't everybody, but when a man is settled, I'm just gonna call what I think, what I really think. I tried to be nice.
Call a spade a spade.
I was nice for the first 22 minutes. Now I'm going to be honest. I think a man is settling for a weak individual, to be honest with you.
Right.
The piece is, she going to turn the other cheek. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't going to leave you if mm-hmm. you cheat. Because.
Right. Or not even just cheating. I'm looking at all the things men settle for. You really got some men out here. They house hop.
Oh, for sure.
They hop in from one house. What is it called? A homosexual and not necessarily.
I never heard of it. I'm hollering.
What is it? Hobosexual.
I'm hollering.
He's a hobosexual. This man ain't got nowhere to live, so he's settling for whatever woman is going to give him a home to live in.
Period.
I was just talking to my neighbor. I don't know why, for whatever reason, I think I told you this before, but people be feeling like they can just talk to me out of nowhere, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
in my head, I'm a listener, so I really do listen to people,
mm-hmm.
but in my head, I'm thinking, why is this woman telling me this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she got daughters that's my age,
mm-hmm.
And she was telling me that her, this is a safe space because I know she doesn't listen to shit on
radio.
Yeah. But she was telling me that the man that she was with, she actually considered marrying him. She had a ring and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she, 25 years on and off, she was with him. And as far as I've known this woman, I've always seen her with this man. I've never seen her with any other man.
Mm-hmm.
I would see him come and I would see him go. And, you know, I've seen her daughters grow. In age, just like me, her daughters is like the same age as me, and um, he would always just come and go. And she was telling me, like, this last go round that they had, you know, he proposed to her. Her daughter, her youngest daughter, was living in her house with her children and her husband. And when I tell you that the daughter's husband was the shit, like, he was the shit, like, go to work, pay their bills. Like, she was telling me when her daughter lived there, she paid for nothing. Like, they paid all her bills. And you would see the daughter's husband out in the back cooking the food on the grill. And then he jump in the pool with the kids. While he's cooking the food on the grill, get out the pool, go back to the grill, cook the food. Like, dynamite dad, dynamite husband, dynamite son-in-law. And, you know, when her daughter left, this man came back and he moves into her house. So she go from, it's crazy how the daughter is like the influence on the mom. But she go from seeing her son-in-law being like this amazing guy to this grown-ass man living in her house. And she's like, he was living there 2-3 months straight and never once offered to pay a bill.
Not one?
Not once. She said they would go to the market. He would pick out food and everything, and never once would he offer to buy any of the groceries.
Wow.
But yet she cooks every day.
Wow.
Sunday to Sunday.
How many years she was dealing with this guy?
On and off for 25 years.
Wow.
So she said she cooked Sunday to Sunday. Well, she said Monday to Monday. But she said, every day I cook. And he eat food. She said, I feed him well. Never once did he offer to at least buy the groceries. Never once. And then she said, like, she just had to, like, you know, he had bought her a ring or whatever. And then she realized, like, even when he, at one point in time, he had gotten married. It wasn't to her. They broke up. He got married or whatever. And his relationship with his wife didn't work out, so he moved back home with his mom. And he, every time he don't go through something, he go live where he need to live, and then he got to move back home with his mom. And this woman, she's talking about her being retired. And she got to be at least 60.
Wow.
Like, so I tell this whole story is because that man ain't at peace with this woman. But he's settling with her because she's offering a bed to sleep in, a home that's paid off, so he don't have to pay no rent, no no mortgage, no nothing. He ain't, all of her bills is paid by her kids, so he don't gotta give her. She says she was thinking that because she noticed, he knows that she's taken care of, he think he don't gotta do it.
Yeah, I'm be honest. I know we ain't talking about
that's settling me. Though. That man settled for the weak individual.
You ain't never.
Sorry, neighbor. I really like you. Please, if you ever hear shit talk that's radio, weak. I don't mean to call you weak, but he settled for the weak individual. So I wanted to paint that picture because I want to really, really. I needed to paint that picture so that I can really make it clear that the person settling for peace is not settling. They're mature versus the person is actually settling for what they can get from a person.
Right. Yeah, child. That, wow, it took for your daughter. That's amazing. I mean, you can get inspired. You can be inspired by everybody. So that was like a powerful story that it took the young man to come in and show her what a real man.
And they moved because the daughter and her husband moved because they bought a house. So, you know.
Right. So I guess if the people were asking, like, don't ask why the daughter and the husband was there. People in other cultures do it all the time. They had
They are Spanish. They are okay. Not
you know, they were saving to buy a house. But yeah, that was
even if they wasn't, she did not want to live alone.
Oh, she didn't.
She did not want to live alone.
So maybe that's why she let him come and go.
Probably.
Yeah.
She said.
And maybe she wasn't weak. Maybe that was.
Right.
Well, she, you know.
That's a weakness.
That's a weakness, yeah.
Maybe she's not a weak person, but that is a weakness.
Right.
And he played on her vulnerability.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when her first daughter left, she said she went through depression.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And then when her second daughter left,
she said. So, sorry, Miss Neighbor. She was really You actually probably aren't things. A weak person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's deep. My.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I can. The doctor in me, since you call me a doctor. Mm-hmm. The therapist in me. No, I didn't. I'm not a therapist. But, you know, we say I am. The therapist in me would want to look at it is weakness because it's so much
yes,
more.
There is weakness and she's not a weak person per se. It could have been anybody in her house. Right.
Right. But there's something going on and she doesn't want to be alone. There's mm-hmm. so much more going on. So, you know.
I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. A weak. So when I said, when I automatically said weak.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking like weak and in the, for the man in a sense. And yes, she was weak for the man because of her weakness, but not like, you know what I'm saying? Like not, she had an issue that was bigger than him.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. But it wasn't, because, so, I don't know everyone's situation. Some, it could always be bigger than a person, but I feel like, when I think of a weak woman, a lot of times it's like, it's just a man that they need in their house. You know what I'm saying? This particular individual that you're discussing, for me, and with the background that you told me, for me, it could have been anybody in her house. She just didn't want to be alone. And it meant mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. daughter, the son-in-law.
But it could be because she don't have a man. So she holding on to her kids and she won't let them go because she don't have a man and she fears that she's going to be alone. So that's why I said it could be.
That's a far jump.
It's a lot of times it's not though. Like a lot of situations, like, you know, when you need to hold on to your kids for so long and you are a single person, a lot of times it's because you thinking you're going to be 70 and alone. You don't have a man. You don't have a woman.
Well, I guess where I'm getting mine from is because I'm going to say her name because if she even listens to it, it wouldn't matter because this is her truth.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother has kids and she don't never want them to leave. All of her adult kids are still with the mom. Her mom was with their father. He's deceased now. He died a year ago. She was talking, she never wanted them to leave when they was kids, and she reiterated it again. She never wanted them to leave. My girlfriend, Keita, she just turned, I think, like 30, 35. She's the oldest, and she's still with her mom. So, I said that to back up. Yes, she can be afraid to live 70 alone, or she just don't want to be alone. Miss
mm-hmm.
Wanda doesn't want to have her kids. She don't not. I guess that was I'm.
No,
she,
I get. I yeah, completely understand.
Yeah, you
what
understand
you're
what I'm saying? Like
so, but I just wanted to make it clear that because we both agree that this woman isn't a weak woman.
Yeah.
But then I don't want to because I only know what she's telling me, and sometimes some things is deeper than the sea.
You know
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It really could be because she's a weak person.
Yeah.
And we don't know that.
Right.
So either way, forget about her being the weak person or having a weakness. This man
is
a piece of shit because he's settling for what he can get.
Yeah.
And it's not settling for peace because he's settling for wherever he can lay his head.
Right.
He's settling for wherever he can go and get a meal. He's settling for whoever's going to do his laundry. Mm-hmm. He's settling for whoever's going to pay his bills, pay mm-hmm. his car note, or whatever the case may be, and live off of a woman because he's settling for whoever.
Right.
This month, it could be Becky, and Becky yeah. kick his ass out. Next month, he gonna be with Chanel. So
look.
Because he need to find somewhere to live, because he needs to live off of a woman, and he needs to settle. So at that point, he get whoever he can get. It don't matter whether she's beautiful or if she's peaceful. He going where he can lay his head.
Right. He just a... Wow. I can't... I'm sorry to keep on changing the subject.
A rolling stone.
But I can't believe this man never... The only way I can see that happening is if he didn't live with her. And it was just like dating and he came over and... You know, when you live with somebody, you going shopping. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's like normal for the man to give some money. But if he's like coming and going and she wasn't asking, you know what I'm saying? We think that he's supposed to offer, but shoot, if you ain't asking, you can't even play that with God. If you don't ask, you might not receive.
And I was thinking that too. And that's also why I didn't want to leave out the weakness part
mm-hmm.
because a person that's weak, a woman that's weak, allows it
mm-hmm.
because they need them. They really want a man so bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're even afraid to even ask, like, dog, what's up? You want yeah. these bills?
Yeah.
Like they so willing to allow this man to use them because they themselves are broken and they themselves are weak. But I don't want to say that about her because,
right,
you know, I don't know
right.
the exact of her mind or what she's going through. But right. like you said, I learned one thing from a job that I had. And I kept putting the fault on other people, even though it was other people that was doing it,
mm-hmm.
I was in a management position.
Mm-hmm.
And the supervisor over me was like, when I come to you
mm-hmm.
about something happening where you manage,
mm-hmm.
I'm not coming to you asking about who did what and why it didn't happen.
Because
mm-hmm. in my eyes, you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you manage these folks.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they didn't do it, it's a reflection of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only hold people accountable for what you hold them accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, if she decided to let this man sleep in her house for 2 months, because technically, in my head, in his head, he ain't live there.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just resting there for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't his house.
Yeah.
Of course he ain't paying no bills.
Yeah.
So.
And if he like a slickster, he making sure he go home. You know what I'm saying? He's staying here for 2 months, but he also, let me go home real fast. You know, he's at and home so that you can know that he got bills to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, if you're, if you love him, you may not even ask. Especially if you automatically thinking. Because a lot of
bills to pay.
Yeah, he got bills. Yeah.
He got his own house that he got to care for.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she said he go live with his mom. But.
Yeah. But he.
Well, she did. That's what she said. She said it really bothered her because he would say, you know, he had to pay the mm-hmm. bills, for his mom.
Yeah.
But wouldn't even offer her.
Yeah.
Like. But you sleeping here and you living
mm-hmm.
here,
mm-hmm.
but you paying your mom bills. Like, yeah. How that work? That's because he lived with his mother and he was resting at your house.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Deep.
Mm-mm.
Men.
That's that's really deep. And that's why I said for her, I would really want to, like, look
deeper into it.
To figure out if this is just a weakness or if this is her being a weak person.
Right. That's deep. She's 60. And she finally realized. I'm glad that she's... I know, guys. I may be boring y'all. But I'm just like, wow. That is like deep that it took for her. See how God moved things? put your daughter and her husband, and you see how a man is supposed to treat you.
Even her oldest daughter. She said her oldest daughter, she opened up a store, one of those stores that fixed the cell phones, and they sell cell phone cases, and they fix computers. She like a technician or whatever, and they do so much. She said that they actually had to hire a few other technicians, and they moved to a store downtown. Like, she like got a really nice store. She got a really, you know, a really good man in her life. Like, her oldest daughter. So now she got both of these daughters that's really like doing a good, living a good life. And here she's like that, and this man laying sleeping in my house and don't even offer to pay no bills. She's like, that's not what I want for my life.
Right.
I am so. I never used to, for a very long time, I didn't want a boyfriend. I didn't want a relationship. I didn't want none of that. Like, I didn't, that wasn't what I wanted. And I remember somebody recently, like, that I was having a conversation with that I dated back a while ago, and it was like, I just remember you being emotionally unavailable. And I've heard that from so many, you know, people. But the older I get, like, you know, I don't want to end up like this woman that's in retirement age and still falling for a man that don't even want to pay none of the bills.
So yeah, I always wonder about that. Is a saying out there that you attract, basically. So when you say set on, I don't want to even attract them type of people that's going to come and not paying the bills. So I'm at a point, I never not wanted to be in a relationship. Just recently when basically I find it like, I think, so my last relationship, my boyfriend was, my ex-boyfriend, he was like really clingy. So once I broke up from him, I remember like, although I loved being in it, I felt like relieved. So once I started my business and I got my son, and I know that like I'm balancing, I figured like, man, I don't even want a boyfriend right now, because I don't know, like, I'm feel like, and I'm not even perfectly balanced now, but I feel like I'm better than I was in a long time. So I would always say I want to like raise my baby, which is my, not my son, but my business. And then I'm preparing my teenage boy to be a man. So after all of that is done, I want to, you know, I want a man. I'm saying all that to say, I don't want to, like you said, I don't want to attract that. So now I'm figuring out what the how, so that mean always, so now I'm figuring out these men, basically, is what I'm in. I'm going back off of you, if anybody's lost. These men, not that, yeah, well, I don't want to attract who I've been attracting. So how could, what can I do as a and what am I, what kind of signals would I be sending off at 60 that this man is coming to me thinking that he could get away with that? What is it about me? And I'm attract, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, why would I ever attract somebody who think they can get away with that? What am I, what is going on with me? Like you said, she had a weakness. Even if I had a weakness, I had to figure it out. I had to close that chapter. Why am I, you know what I'm saying? Why am I depressed? Because my kids aren't living with me. How come I am set on for this man who don't want to pay bills? Is it, you know, all of this is tying in. So I said it to say, yeah, homegirl, the 60-year-old lady, damn. That shit, it's something out here for, but damn, like, she would, or you or me, we, in order not to get these people, what, did you ever think about, like, what is it about yourself that you, you know what I'm saying? Like, and
so to answer that question, I decided I had to change what I was accepting.
Okay.
So once you how you do, like you always say, how you do one thing is how you do everything. Mm-hmm. So I had to change what I was accepting.
Yeah.
Because if this is what I'm accepting, that's what I'm, that's the energy that I'm giving off.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the, it's almost like a man walk by and then ding, 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 ding. You can be this way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he get that energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, one, change myself.
Mm-hmm.
Two, don't go backwards.
Right.
If it ain't work out in the past, it ain't work out. I'm not going back.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you set that standard with anybody,
mm-hmm.
I don't care if y'all break up or not. When y'all get back together, and don't get me wrong, there's an exception to every rule. So sometimes it do work for some people. But most times, you ever wonder how a person can go be a whole different person with somebody else?
Yeah, yeah.
But no matter how many times y'all get back together, he just or she just can't get it right for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's because you've already set the standard. You've already set the mold. Mm-hmm. And they are never, ever going to be able to change
right.
it. So one, change what I accept.
Mm-hmm.
Two, never go backwards because that person is no longer fits what you're accepting. Mm-hmm. And three, put it out there in the world.
Yeah.
I don't want a bum.
Yeah. And actually, I guess, like how you said, them people could be the same people, but you just communicate. Like, oh, no. Like, sometimes you got to straight these people. You got to set whoever you're attracting. You may can not change them. But now he gotta open up, or she gotta open up. If it like so if the person comes to you and like you, KB, I know for an example, you're not the kind of person that somebody can call at night, right? So if you're, so I use that because that's what I could think of. Mm-hmm. Like not really, like I just
don't you call me 12:01 a.m.
Not that this is about KB.
I can be wild. I'm talking in general. Still hitting the no button.
Right. So if you don't allow that, then the person you're attracting ain't going to think to call you because they like, she ain't even going to pick up.
Straight facts. And you know what else to do? So, okay. And then the last part I was going to say is, of course, there's going to be the men they, or I'm talking to the men, if you're dating a woman and you want to find your peace. The women are going to try you. If you're a woman, the men are going to try you.
Yeah.
You're going to go out on dates, but those red flags are there.
Mm-hmm.
So now you, like, you giving off the...
I feel like I was big on red flags 5 years ago. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Right. You were.
Yeah.
You was. So the red flags. So now, if I'm thinking about the neighbor, right? The red flag's been there.
Mm-hmm.
So now what do you do about the red flags?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he called, what you making for breakfast? I don't know what you buying.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you buying, I'm cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he ain't used to that.
Yeah.
Either he got to step his game up and start buying groceries.
He got to meet you where you at,
Or he going to say, dang, you changed.
Yeah.
You changed all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you doing it like? Like, what movie we watching? Whatever movie you taking me to go see.
Yeah, period.
There's no Netflix.
Yeah.
Not today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you know, oh, okay. What shoes you wearing to go out with? The shoes you taking me to go buy.
Right. Or men with a woman as drama. Because guess what? Like, we could have a man meet us where we're at. The men can also cut their drama.
Yes.
If the woman is, if she's not at peace, please believe that you have the power to either put her there or roll.
Or roll.
Because a lot of times they only want to do what you feed off. So if the woman is coming with that drama, we ain't going to do that. Mm-mm.
And it's only, like you said, only two things she going to do. She either got to step her game up or it's going to make her so uncomfortable that she chuck the deuces and go.
And go.
Same thing with a man. You put him in position where he has to be the man in this house. You're going to live here. You're going to be the man in this house.
Yeah.
You put him in that position, either he going to become the man that he got to be,
or
he going to be so uncomfortable that he going to chuck the deuces. Right. Don't let him make you uncomfortable by causing you to break your mental peace.
Right.
Or to break the peace within your relationship.
Right.
It really is that simple. And if I gotta be single to the day I die, Lord, you know I don't want that. But if I gotta be single to the day I die, because the people that I come across come in to break this mental peace, and I'm getting these red flags, and I gotta put you in a position, and you chucking the deuces, or you breaking my mental peace, and I gotta chuck the deuces myself.
Mm-hmm.
I need to become, and everybody, not just women, but men too, you need to learn how to live in peace within your singleness. So when that person does come in peace, y'all can be at peace together.
Yeah, right.
Because sometimes we say we want peace, but we're the drama ourselves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're the person accepting the foolishness ourselves. Right, right. Like,
yeah.
You know?
True that. We be always, like, I believe your management was getting at, like, we so quick to blame. How could you change what you're doing?
And make it reflect what they're doing.
To make it reflect what they're doing. So men, women, like, sometimes we, like, we add to that bullcrap, and we want to say, oh, I was making him fool, he never bought. Well, you never asked.
So, back to the manager at the supervisor at my old job, it's like, okay, well, you say that she do X, Y, and Z. It had got to a point where I really wanted to let this girl go and hire somebody else. And they're like, but did you hold her accountable?
Yeah.
I'm holding you accountable for not holding her accountable. Yeah. And once I realized that and I started holding her accountable and I start asking her questions, like, well, did you? Are you? And if you can't figure it out how to do it, here's an example of what you need to do.
Yeah.
And things got completely better.
Wow. She just dropped a lot of gems. And also, make sure you ask God for what you want. Because that also, how you do anything is how you do everything. If you ask, you shall receive, and the doors will be open for you.
Amen. So, KB just dropping them gems on
KB
the
floor. KB just dropped a lot of gems. And, I mean, that message from, that could be a lot, that, I don't know if anybody hearing that, but that was, like, deep. We just, like, tied in a whole bunch of, we
went. That don't even got nothing to do with that. That could be relationship. That could be that friendships. Could, that could be so many, every kind of ship you come across. Yeah.
For sure.
Workships.
Yeah. Listen. That was like, we done tied
self-ship.
Yes.
Like, everything.
Yeah.
Like, who are you holding yourself accountable for allowing the people in your lives to do the things that they do?
And then blame people.
And then blaming them.
Yeah.
Because you ain't hold yourself accountable.
Yeah. You never hold yourself. What part did you play in? So, not that y'all asked, but that's where I'm at, kind of. Like, what part did I play in? And anything. No, I'm not perfect.
You can't always control, just to go back to what you asked, can't always control who you attract, but you can change that.
Yeah.
Because once they come in and you start holding them accountable, they ain't going to want you anyway. Because
you know how many girls and boys, right? I mean, I'm sorry, guys and women. Guys and women. Like, I see a lot of women be like, man, I was like a piece of... I was a piece of work, but my husband changed. I thank God for my husband every day. And vice versa, I hear a lot of men that say, me and my wife, I love her. She made me the woman I was today. I hear a lot of, or my girlfriend, you know, whatever it is, whatever your situation, I hear men saying it, and I hear women say it. So I wonder, is it because somebody said, we not going to do that here.
Yes, because that person didn't allow you to be the person to settle.
Yeah.
They didn't allow it. And if that person ended up not being the person that you ended up with, the next person definitely reaped the benefits. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. All right, well, do you have any things to say this week?
Absolutely not. I'm going to go back and listen to Shit Talk Radio because somebody pointed out to me how much I say absolutely and absolutely not. That's like, they say that's like my favorite line. I got to go back and listen.
That's funny. Absolutely and whatever reminds me of our cousin.
Absolutely not.
That reminds of us as a raw.
That's probably where I got it from. His ass.
He be like, absolutely not.
That's probably exactly who I got it from.
Well. Oh. All right, guys. If you like tonight's episode, you know exactly what you could do. Like, share, and leave a motherfucking review. God damn, I ain't get a review yet.
Oh, and that just reminded me that I wanted to talk about something completely different. I mean, not different, but added something to the conversation. But we just was so into it.
Did you want to add?
No, it's time to go, sis. Shit Talk is saying, wrap that bad boy up. Whenever the light turn red, that means wrap it up.
Wrap it up. And also, guys, make sure you follow us on Instagram. Like, comment, and share. One thing, do you think KB and Plando should get on TikTok? Would you like to see us dance?
Oh, I do got a TikTok I want us to do.
I do. So you want us to create an account?
Yes.
Okay, guys, if you want to see...
I ain't even for the TikTok shits and giggles, but I think we should do it.
KB said it, y'all. If you guys would like to see, we're going to be asking in a polls on Instagram, so follow us on Instagram at Shit Talk Radio. Wait a minute. Is it at Shit Talk Radio?
Underscore.
That's it. Oh, yeah. And then on Facebook, Shit Talk Radio, KB Plando. Make sure you follow us because I'm telling y'all that every week. And I don't know if y'all are already following us. But please, if you're listening every week, don't hesitate to leave a review or like it. Do something. Good God Almighty. I know. Have a good night, y'all.
Oh. Thank you for tuning in. Shit Talk Radio, where I talk.
I talk.
We talk.
Sheesh.